Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 3, Black Knight, White Princess, and Pawns. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. High among the rebel councils stood the royal house of the planet Alderaan, which had long been a loyal supporter of the Old Republic before it was subverted and overthrown by the Empire. The dedication of the royal house to the return of peace and justice was total and fierce. Ordinary individuals swept along by the fervor of rebels like the Princess Leia Organa found themselves enmeshed in critical events. The center stage of galactic history was sometimes occupied by the unlikeliest of men and women, and non-humans, and even machines.
R2-D2. R2-D2, wake up. R2.
Attention, all droids and automata in the spaceship Tandem 4. This is the Labor Pool Overseer speaking. On my command, activate.
Oh, no.
Hey, you power droids over there, get perking. Come on, I said activate.
Really? We barely have time to recharge before we're sent back to work. Life on a spaceship is nothing but suffering.
Come on, you tin can.
I tell you, R2, my protocol duties were paradise compared
Come
to this.
On.
R2? Okay. Are you listening to me, R2? R2-D2, wake up, you little slacker! What do you mean, have you missed anything? I'm straining my programming as it is, watching after myself without worrying about you as well.
All right. Fall in!
What's that supposed to mean? Cheer up. Maybe it is just another work phase for you, but it's another round of humiliating drudgery for me.
Quiet down! Assignments are as follows. Power droids proceed to designated recharging stations. Maintenance teams report to your scheduled projects. Move it!
I do so miss the fragile nuances of human conversation. The subtle social interplay at receptions and ceremonies. No, I haven't enjoyed working with you. You're nothing but a plumber. If you astro droids had any real intelligence, you wouldn't need an interpreter counterpart, and I could return to my job in protocol.
Listen up! I'm the labor pool overseer in the ship, and none of you better forget it! Now, special work detail. One astro droid and one counterpart interpreter.
R2, do you think he'll pick us?
Let me see now. R2-D2 and counterpart, right?
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but I am C-3PO, human relations droid, on temporary assignment during this voyage.
Gag it! When I want to hear from a droid, I'll say so.
Oh,
you know how to behave among humans, 3CPO?
That is C-3PO, sir, and yes, I am well-versed in over 100...
You and your partner here report to Captain Antilles, understand?
Captain Antilles? Oh, I was one of his translators.
Do whatever the captain says. Get me?
Get you, most emphatically, sir. And may
Attention
I say...
Attention all personnel and automata. Tandem 4 will revert from hyperdrive to normal space in 15 minutes. Dick gangs Alpha and Beta report to station.
Reversion? Now? We're nowhere near our scheduled destination. Oh, well. Move out, 3CPO! You're late already!
Moving out, sir. We'll do our best, rest assured. And the name is C-3PO, sir. That's C... Come on, R2.
Princess Leia, may I say once more that I am opposed to this plan of yours.
If you must, Antilles.
The moment we leave hyperspace and emerge in that restricted solar system, we'll be in serious trouble. Diplomatic immunity or no, we'll be subject to boarding and arrest if we're caught by the Imperial Starfleet.
Antilles, we either act now or lose any chance the Rebel Alliance has to stop the Empire. There's no time for caution.
Ah, I believe our droids are here.
Be quiet. Captain Antilles, may it please you, sir, I have the honor of reporting for duty. C-3PO, human relations droid. Oh, yes, and my subordinate, R2-D2.
3PO? You were in protocol, weren't you? What are you doing with a maintenance droid for a counterpart?
There turned out to be little need for interpreters on this trip, Captain. I might put in parenthetically, sir, that
fine, fine, 3PO, but we don't have time for that right now.
Oh.
Bring your counterpart over here by the emergency airlock.
Oh, come on, R2.
Now, I want you both to listen to this programming tape. This is voice override, actuating code Epsilon Actual.
We confirm that, Captain. We are both awaiting your instructions.
You're aware of the identity of the person standing next to me?
Certainly, sir. She is the Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan, representative of the Imperial Senate.
This is a command-control instruction. Both of you will restrict and protect all references to Leia Organa's identity and presence inboard this vessel. She is designated a command-control voice.
Yes, sir.
Will that suffice?
Your Highness, this interpreter droid is a bit eccentric, but he's dependable.
Will they resist interrogation probing?
They'll do whatever you tell them to without fail. That includes lying and self-destructing.
You there. Astro droid. R2-D2, is that your name? I want you to leave this bridge through the emergency airlock and make your way across the hull to the ship's Navi computer sensor suite. You're to position yourself there and behave exactly as though you were carrying out repairs. Keep in touch with 3PO, make reports, just as though you were actually fixing a malfunction.
3PO, attach this transceiver to your counterpart and maintain communications with him over this comlink.
Very good, Captain.
Well, Antilles, you think it'll work?
The droids will comply. At least it will give us some kind of alibi for being in a restricted solar system.
Well, let's hope the Imperial Starfleet is in an accommodating mood.
We're about to re-enter normal space. C-3PO, send R2 through the airlock and cycle the hatches.
Yes, Captain. What did you go up to? Of course it's all right. Well, I have to stay
Princess
here.
Leia, I hope this message you intend to intercept is worth the risk.
It cost the Rebel Alliance over 100 lives to get the information we're about to try for, Captain.
R2 is outboard and crossing the hull, Your Highness.
May I ask what it is?
Have you ever heard rumors of an Imperial strategic weapons project called Death Star?
R2 is positioning himself by the Navi computer sensor.
We're told it's an enormous space battle station with enough firepower to destroy entire planets.
But that's incredible.
Wait, there's something coming through. Oh, it's a scrambled transmission. If I've got the code keyed properly, we should be hearing it now.
Coming, Skyhook. Coming, Skyhook.
Skyhook here.
We only have moments. Prepare to copy.
Ready and copying. Go ahead.
How's reception?
Perfect. Antilles, what's that?
An Imperial cruiser. They found us already.
We need only a few more moments.
Unidentified ship, this is the Devastator. Heave to at once and prepare for a security search and interrogation.
Devastator, this is the Tantive IV. We have an extra vehicular malfunction. A maintenance unit is working on it now.
I need more time.
We are a consular ship on a diplomatic mission, and we'll clear this system as soon as we have effected repairs.
The transmission's not finished, Antilles.
Your Highness.
What is it, C-3PO?
R2 says he's being probed by sensors.
We acknowledge your transmissions, Tantive IV. The Devastator will hold fire, maintain your present course, and prepare to receive Imperial investigators.
Princess Leia, we have fallen into a stinger's nest. There are 3 Imperial battle wagons in close orbit around the planet.
We're almost through, Antilles.
I can't hold them for much longer.
That's it. We've got it. Get us out of here.
Devastator, we are on a diplomatic mission and are not to be detained or diverted. Attention, alternate command center.
Alternate command here.
Battle stations. All defensive shields up. Accelerate to full speed and get us into hyperdrive.
C-3PO, get your counterpart back inboard.
R2-D2, you must hurry. The ship is accelerating. Get back inboard or we'll be swept off the hull.
Enemy 4, this is the Devastator. Our sensors indicate you have intercepted illegal transmissions in this solar system. Heave to, or we'll open fire.
They'll have sensor gun lock on us any moment now.
Quickly, R2, quickly, get back inside.
Engage main drive now.
The Devastator is open fire.
That's R2. He's reached the airlock.
Please. Hyperdrive now. R2. We must be stopped.
Engage hyperdrive.
Artu, are you now there?
We've made it! We're clear!
Damage report, all sections. So it seems, Your Highness.
Antilles, we've done it. We've got the plans. And now for Tatooine.
Tatooine? But that's way out in the border region.
That's where we're going, Antilles. I had to present my father's request for help to an old friend of his. We're taking a very important personage back with us to Alderaan.
Important? Someone from Tatooine? That's about the least important place in the galaxy.
Here he is.
Oh, the droids. Oh, I suppose we should have their memories flushed.
I'd rather do it myself when we reach port. C-3PO, R2-D2?
Yes, Captain?
Report astern to the labor pool. Refer any inquiries to me.
Certainly, sir. Come along, R2.
First officer.
Sir.
Prepare a course for the planet Tatooine.
Tatooine, sir?
You have your orders.
Very good, sir. Navigator, lay on a course for the planet Tatooine.
Your Highness, you look as though you could use some rest, if you'll pardon my saying so.
Yes, perhaps you're right. Summon me when we're approaching Tatooine, Antilles.
Course for Tatooine set and holding, sir.
Awaken sooner. How long to reversion?
We're commencing reversion to normal space now, Your Highness. Mm. Well, there it is. Tatooine. As barren and unfriendly a world as human beings ever settled. Begin our approach.
Captain, sensors report another ship emerging from hyperspace.
What? Sir, we're receiving a signal from another ship.
Patch it through, but maintain communication silence. And get me an identification on that ship.
Patching through, sir.
Attention, Tandem 4. Surrender in the name of the Emperor. We have you under our guns.
Sir, it's the Devastator.
The Devastator? That's the ship that fired on us before. How could they possibly have followed us through hyperspace?
Attention all crew. Battle stations.
Battle
combat
stations.
Control.
Battle
all deflector shields.
All crew.
Full power. Charge main gun batteries. Navigator, prepare to accelerate out of this system. Commo officer, inform the Devastator this is a consular ship on a diplomatic mission.
Can't we make Tatooine, Antilles?
We'll be lucky to evade capture, Your Highness. Tatooine will have to wait. Accelerate to full speed.
Accelerating, sir. Stand by.
Princess Leia, Your Highness, are you all right?
I seem to be. What happened?
Open fire. Resume acceleration. Damage control, I want a full report right away.
All primary shields near the main solar fin are gone, sir. Our secondaries are holding at 50%.
Evasive action. Princess, we're no match for a battlecruiser, but we still might escape if we can just stay out of range.
Captain, direct hit on our main solar fin. Reactor and main drive are heating towards critical.
Shut down main drive and reactor.
Antilles!
It's either that or the ship will blow herself apart, Your Highness.
Imperial warship is closing with us, Captain. She has a tractor beam fastened to the Tantive. She's taking us straight into her dorsal boarding lock.
Antilles, listen to me. They mustn't take us yet. You've got to delay them.
If we resist, the cost in lives will be high, Princess.
And if we surrender, the rebellion is lost.
First officer, issue arms to all crewmen and stand by to repel boarders.
All section leaders, issue arms to all crewmen. Report to combat
stations. Evacuate the bridge.
And prepare to repel boarders.
All personnel, report to combat stations. I don't know how much time we can buy, Your Highness.
Isn't there some way to get the data tapes off the Tantive?
They've got our communications jammed, and they'd blast any escape pod leaving the ship.
One of the crew could conceal it.
The Devastator had to track us by following a signal. Someone aboard the Tantive must have smuggled in a homing device. We can't trust anyone with it.
What was that?
We've docked in their boarding lock. We must destroy the tapes now so that they'll have no evidence.
There must be a way. Antilles, the droid. The Imperials might not blast an escape pod if it were only carrying a droid.
Princess Leia, they'll blast anything that leaves or falls from this ship.
Well, it's worth a chance. I still have restricted access to that droid R2-D2. We can send the information down to Tatooine in his memory banks.
Your Highness, a droid? You can't be serious to entrust a maintenance machine with the future of the rebellion?
It's that or nothing. I know it's a slim chance, Antilles, but it's something.
Captain, Imperial stormtroopers are inboard.
They'll have heavy weapons and full combat armor. My crew won't be able to hold them back for long.
Antilles, if we began to jettison empty pods now, the escape might look less obvious.
Your Highness, my duty is to my ship.
The sacrifice will have been meaningless unless we deliver the plans. We have to try.
All right, all right. Take the portside companionway astern.
Right.
The droid should be by the labor pool.
Okay.
You'll have to use an escape pod in the stern cluster. Here, take my blaster. I'll do what I can.
So will I. Goodbye, Antilles.
Number one escape pod cluster. Go.
Captain, stormtroopers are driving us back.
Delay them as long as you can. Withdraw, but continue resistance. Number
R2 cluster. Go.
We're taking severe losses. Stormtroopers are advancing on your position.
Number 3 cluster. Go.
Commander, over here. We've got the captain.
Bring him along. Ward Vader will want to question this one himself.
Oh, scum.
You didn't even have the guts to fight, huh?
Maybe I knew resistance was useless.
Yeah. Captain, we'll wait here. You can join the rest of your scum friends later.
Lord Vader is coming aboard.
Lord Vader, the Death Star plans are not in the ship's computers.
Which is there, Captain?
This, sir.
Well, Captain, what have you done with those plans?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your life is in my hand, Captain, just as your throat is. Don't struggle or I'll close my fist. Now, what about those transmissions you intercepted?
We intercepted no transmissions. This is a consular ship. We're on a diplomatic...
If this is a consular ship... Where is the ambassador? Well? A stubborn insect. A death without meaning. Commander?
Sir?
Tear this ship apart until you've found those plans. And bring me the ambassador. I want the Princess Leia Organa alive.
Search that passageway. Secure the junction. Hold all rebel prisoners for collection. The rest of you stick with me. Your orders are to go all the way astern and work your way forward again.
Droid. Droid, quickly. Which way to the labor pool? The labor pool, which way? Oh, never mind. Oh, thank goodness. R2. R2-D2, come here. Voice override. Actuating code, Epsilon Actual. Switch to holographic recording mode. Acknowledge, R2. Begin recording now. General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I'm unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid that my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the security of the Rebellion into the memory system of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely to Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. End recording, R2.
R2? R2-D2, where are you?
You will deliver that message and the information that you're about to receive to Obi-Wan Kenobi on the planet beneath us.
Are you
hiding, He's located
R2?
In the vicinity of standardized coordinates Alpha 1733 Mu 9033
R2,
First Quadrant.
D2.
Understand, R2?
R2, where have
now,
you gone
prepare to record this data tape. This command overrides all programming. Take an escape pod
R2,
in the stern cluster and eject. Calculate planetary entry ballistics to land you at the coordinates
R2,
I've given
D2.
You. Deliver this message and the information I've given you at any cost. Self-preservation and all other restrictions are removed. Do you have all that? Good luck, little droid.
Is that you? R2-D2 at last. I've been looking all over for you. Isn't there someone here with you a moment ago? With all this smoke, it's rather hard for me to see. Don't never mind. Come on, we better hurry. The fighting seems to be coming our way. What are we to do? We'll be sent to the spice mines of Kessel, or smashed into who knows what. Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? R2, you're not allowed in there. That's an escape pod cluster. It's restricted. We'll be deactivated for certain if we're caught. Don't call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease.
are to come out of that escape pod before somebody sees you. Only humans are allowed in there. Secret mission? What mission? What plans? What are you talking about? I most certainly will not get in there with you. You must have gone quite out of your circuit. You'll never see me crawling in somewhere where I'm not supposed to be. Ah! Move aside, R2, big crawl! All right, so you close the hatch. What good will all this do us? R2, no! That's the firing switch! Now see what you've done, you... you defective! What makes you think you can control this thing? Running maintenance checks on them doesn't make you a qualified pilot, does it? R2, what are you doing to the control board? Standardized coordinates. But what? Why are you activating the steering thrusters? Wait a moment. Are you sure this thing is safe?
Found the ambassador.
We have Lord Vader. Bring her over here.
Darth Vader. I should have known. Only the Dark Lord of the Sith would be so bold. When the Imperial Senate hears that you've attacked an ambassador on a diplomatic vessel, they...
You weren't on any mercy mission this time, Your Highness. Where are those plans?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Is it not so? Take her away. I'll interrogate her later myself.
Lord Vader, should we continue to hold her? If word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebels in the Imperial Senate.
She is too important to us. Princess Leia Organa is our only link to the rebels' secret base. What I don't understand is why she came here, to this miserable dust ball of a planet. Do sensors indicate a military presence?
None, sir. On this planet or anywhere in the solar system. Lord Vader, she'll die before she'll tell you anything.
Leave that to me. Send out a distress signal from the Tantive IV. Then inform the Senate that all aboard were killed in a mishap.
Lord Vader, sensors report that the Tantive IV was jettisoning escape pods during the fighting. There were no life forms reported aboard any of them, but one of them fired steering thrusters.
So, she must have hidden the plans in that pod. I want the pod located and the plans retrieved. See to it personally, Commander. I want them found, even if it means tearing apart, bit by bit, this miserable speck of a planet, this Tatooine.
With the capture of Princess Leia Organa, Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith, advances his designs by one more step. And far below on Tatooine, a young farm boy named Luke Skywalker is about to be caught up in events that will shape the future of a galaxy. Suspended in between in their long entry fall, two singular machines hold the key to the vast conflict between Empire and Rebellion. Star Wars, Episode 3 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, David Aykroyd as Antilles, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Tosca. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.